Before the stars existed, there was only silence. Not the silence of an empty room or a quiet night beneath the sky, but a silence so vast that nothing yet existed to break it. No wind, no water, no earth, no movement of time. In the language of ancient mystics, this primordial reality was called the monad, the one beyond all things. It was not a god with a face or a throne, but an infinite presence beyond form, beyond division, beyond even the idea of being. For an eternity without measure, the One simply existed. And then, something extraordinary occurred. Within that infinite stillness, awareness stirred. Not as a sound, and not as a movement, but as a thought. The first thought. In the mystical writings of certain early Christian and Jewish philosophers, what we now call the Gnostics, that first stirring of divine awareness took form as a luminous being, and her name was Barbello. She wasn't born in the way that mortal beings are born. Instead, she emerged as the living reflection of the divine mind itself. It was radiant, vast, conscious. The ancient text known as the Apocryphon of John describes her in language that feels both poetic and even philosophical, and I quote, "She is the first thought, the image of the invisible spirit, the womb of everything." Barbello was not separate from the divine source, but an expression of it. If the monad was pure infinite consciousness, Barbello was its first act of self-knowing. The universe in this vision did not begin with matter. It began with awareness, and awareness took a feminine form. The story of Barbello comes to us from a remarkable set of ancient manuscripts discovered in 1945 near the Egyptian town of Nag Hammadi. Buried in clay jars beneath the desert sand were 13 leather-bound codices containing more than 50 early Christian and philosophical texts. These writings belong to a diverse spiritual movement scholars call Gnosticism, which flourished during the first few centuries of the Common Era. The word Gnostic comes from the Greek word gnosis, which means knowledge. And this is not ordinary knowledge. It's a direct, transformative understanding of spiritual reality. For Gnostic thinkers, the universe wasn't simply a physical creation. It was a vast spiritual structure composed of emanations, and these are layers of divine consciousness unfolding outward from the original source. At the beginning of that unfolding stood Barbello. In many texts, she's described with a cascade of sacred titles: forethought, perfect mind, the womb of all, the first power, the mother father. These titles hint at the extraordinary role that she played in Gnostic cosmology. She was both mother and mirror, womb and wisdom, the first expression of divine intelligence. One of the most detailed descriptions of Barbello appears in the Apocryphon of John, a visionary text that was likely written in the 2nd century CE. According to this narrative, the infinite divine spirit contemplated itself, and from that contemplation emerged Barbello, the first emanation, and the text describes her as following, the image of the invisible spirit, the perfect power, the womb of everything. From Barbello flowed additional emanations, divine beings, often called eons, each representing aspects of the divine mind, such as truth, life, wisdom, and understanding. Together, these emanations formed the Pleroma, a Greek word that means fullness, and this refers to the complete spiritual realm of divine reality. In this cosmology, creation unfolds not through violent struggle, but through a gradual flowering of consciousness. The divine mind knows itself, and that knowing becomes presence, and then presence becomes a living universe. Barbello appears again in another extraordinary Gnostic text that's called the Trimorphic Protonoia, which means the three forms of the first thought. In this work, the divine voice speaks in the first person. The speaker identifies herself as Protonoia or Pronoia, which means first thought or forethought. Many scholars understand this voice as another expression of Barbello herself, and in the text she declares the following: I am Protonoia, the thought that dwells in the light. I am the movement that dwells in the all. These words reveal something profound about how Gnostic thinkers understood the divine feminine. She wasn't merely a goddess amongst other gods. She was the intelligence of the cosmos itself. Unlike the mythologies of many ancient cultures, where creation begins with battles between gods or the shaping of chaotic matter, the Gnostic vision is deeply philosophical. It suggests that the universe arises through consciousness, through awareness becoming aware of itself. Barbello represents that moment when the infinite recognizes itself and begins to unfold into multiplicity. In a sense, she is the cosmic mirror through which the divine sees itself. Yet the story of Barbello is not only about the beginning of the universe. For Gnostic mystics, these myths were also metaphors for the human spiritual journey. They believe that every person carries within them a spark of the same divine consciousness that gave rise to Barbello and to the Pleroma. The tragedy of the human condition, according to many Gnostic texts, is that the spark becomes buried beneath layers of ignorance and illusion, but it can awaken, and it can awaken through insight, contemplation, and inner knowing through gnosis. And when that awakening begins, it feels less like learning something new and more like remembering something ancient, something that was always there. If Barbello represents the first thought of the divine, then perhaps the human experience of insight, those moments when a sudden clarity appears in your mind, it echoes that primordial act of awareness, a flash of understanding, a quiet inner voice. A sense that the universe is more conscious, more alive than it first appears. These moments have inspired mystics across cultures and centuries, from the Neoplatonic philosophers of late antiquity to medieval visionaries like Hildegard of Bingen. Many have described spiritual awakening as a kind of inner illumination, a light appearing within the mind. The Gnostic texts do not portray Barbello as distant or unreachable. Instead, she is intimately connected to the process of awakening. In the Trimorphic Protonoia, the divine voice describes descending into the world again and again to awaken sleeping souls. I am the voice that came from the thought. I am the knowledge of my inquiry. Here, the divine feminine becomes not only the origin of the cosmos, but also the guide who helps humanity remember its own divine nature. So for us today, the story of Barbello invites us to reconsider how we think about creation, consciousness, and the sacred. What if the universe did not begin with matter alone? What if awareness itself is fundamental? What if the intelligence that shaped the stars is also present within the human mind? The ancient Gnostics believed that the path to spiritual understanding was not blind faith or rigid doctrine. It was direct experience, the awakening of insight, the quiet recognition that something within us is connected to something infinitely vast. And so we return at the end of this journey to the original silence before creation. The infinite stillness of the monad, within it, the first stirring of awareness, the first thought, Barbello, radiant presence, cosmic mind, divine mother of consciousness itself. And perhaps in moments of deep reflection, when the mind grows quiet and awareness turns inward, we may catch the faintest echo of that same first thought. Not somewhere beyond the stars, but here, within the mysterious depths of our own awareness.